She met my grandfather through their music, if I remember correctly. He was a cornet player originally. And then he suffered.
In school or professional?
Professional. He was a professional cornet player. And I understand, enjoyed a good reputation with some of the bands of that era. And he developed pneumonia and could not play. I believe this was after they had married. I have a feeling he must have been fairly successful on it. On their honeymoon, they took a cruise down the St. Lawrence and vacationed in Nova Scotia, and then took a cruise to New York City. No, ain't bad at all. And he may have been doing some playing on the boat or something like that, but I feel, you know, he must have been reasonably good at it.
And you say he was born in Illinois?
Dixon, Illinois.
Any idea about his school?
He, I'm reasonably sure, finished high school. He was independent-minded, so he... once again, he had a music background. His parents believed that every child should learn to play an instrument. And he elected on the cornet, and brothers and sisters played violin and all sorts of stuff, and they had a family orchestra. But came time for him to go to high school, he had to go into town. And he stayed with an aunt in town. And apparently she was quite a tutor, and or tutor is what I meant to pronounce. Mm-hmm. And as a high school, very young man, he decided he wasn't going to put up with it. He got a job delivering papers for the local newspaper, moved out and got his own apartment. He lived by himself, working his way through high school. After the pneumonia, and he couldn't play anymore, he fell back on the only other job he had experience with besides farming, and that was newspaper circulation. And I think he worked with the Hearst chain in Chicago for quite a while. Of course, he was very much a product of that area. Both of my grandparents were. I think the movie The Sting is very illustrative of their attitudes and background and the type of atmosphere that it was.
Mm-hmm. I take it that you knew your grandfather?
Yes. He didn't die. This year he's been dead 10 years. I did not know my grandfather Bilatti that well. He died 54, somewhere in 55.
Do you know where he was from?
Illinois again. I believe it was his grandfather that immigrated to the United States. And the family had spent one or two generations in England prior to immigrating to the United States. He bought the original ancestor, I think it was two brothers, that came over here and bought a good chunk of Illinois sight on scene, sitting in England, and then took ship to New Orleans, and then took barges up the Mississippi to their land in Illinois.
I hope they were pleased.
Yeah. I think so. And